This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. We did it! Another year of Perfect Person. We made it. We made it to the freaking Best Callers episode. The Best Callers of the entire year. That's right. We had a million callers this year, practically a billion. And people were calling in all over the freaking place. And I was able to solve their problems. I was able to give them expert advice. And I had you all vote on Instagram the other day on what your favorite callers from the year was. And so this episode is going to be very special. It's going to be not only the calls that you've heard before on the show that you love, that you giggled to in your car or at your desk while you were eating a little salmon sandwich, but it's also going to be the follow-ups. The follow-ups from Patreon, because I call back people from the show for Patreon and I get their updates and I find out how my advice turned out. So you're going to be getting the original call and you're going to be getting to revisit those same callers several weeks, several months later to find out how did it all freaking go? Was my advice actually up to snuff? Was my advice actually good enough that it's going to be so good that it's basically going to be awesome? That's the dumbest thing I've ever said. And also, I wanted to thank you all for listening to the show, for allowing this to be my full-time job. I'm glad people are liking the show and enjoying it, etc. I certainly love making it. I've got a lot of huge plans for guests and special episodes. People showed a lot of love to the Santa Christmas episode I did with Eric recently. It was one of my favorites of all time. And after doing that episode, I was like, I gotta do more fucking themed episodes. So I've got plans in the new year for a dating show episode where people call in to find love, and I've got eligible bachelors and bachelorettes in the studio. I've got other themed ideas. I got big fun plans to make more YouTube videos, etc. in the new year. So stay tuned, and thank you so much for watching that thing. But today is a very special day because everyone voted in the three best calls of the year. The call that will be closing the episode. The final call of today's episode is my ex-bestie wrote a diss track. This was an amazing call. It was from a Will and Rainey episode, Wrecking Ball Crew, huge shout out, in which the caller was calling because their ex-best friend had written this song that was kind of slandering them, and it was the second song, and it was coming out. So we listened to the first song that was a diss track about that caller's current boyfriend, and it was a really awesome song. It honestly is such a bop, and it'll continue to be a bop in 2024. It's my ringtone. But it was a fantastic call, and after we hopped on the phone, I was like, wow, that's so interesting. I'll have to call her back when the new song comes out. So for the Patreon, for the Platinum, I called back this caller, and her boyfriend was in the car, and her boyfriend was the one that was involved with the singer. And so we were able to listen to the new song and get the boyfriend's live reaction to the new song that was slandering him. It's so juicy, it's so salacious, and it's so funny. So that is the final call. In the middle of the episode, we have the Booty Patrol call from the Huss and Kader episode, as well as two follow-ups, months apart. I called back Booty Patrol, got the update to find out if she was ever able to hook up with the guy in the Booty Patrol wagon. And boy, oh boy, it is going to be juicy. It is going to be wild. You're going to hear all how she got up to it, as well as another fucking update from months later where she gives like the conclusion to this saga of the Booty Patrol guy. But right now, what you're about to hear is a call that is very near and dear to my heart. I banged my frenemy's dad. Yeah. It's a call from actually December 28th of last year, but we're going to freaking give it in the year review. Okay, we're going to give the call in the year-end review. I think, honestly, I deserve it. I work pretty hard, and I know it was sort of December 28th of last year, but guess what? This episode comes out on the 27th. So basically, it was a year from that. So basically, it was fine. You know what I mean? So yeah. But anyway, we talked to somebody who banged their high school frenemy's dad. And then I get the stunning update to find out how my advice turned out. So once again, this episode is going to be the original call, followed by the update. And then we'll move on to the next call. Three calls, three stunning updates. And once again, please, if you like the show and you want to get more of these updates, so many of these updates are available on Patreon for callers from the past and callers from the future, as well as, you know, wild themed episodes where I get freaking litty. And there's a whole year's worth plus of them all available on the Patreon right now. So if you like the little taste that I'm giving you in this episode and you want to check out the Patreon, go on and freaking click that hey button. Click that what's up, buddy? Let me hang out button, okay? That's what the button says. It says, howdy, I'd like to actually get a little bit more of this content, please. So, yeah, that's it. Please stay tuned for these three stunning calls and three stunning updates. And thank you so much for making this year so wonderful. Genuinely, it's crazy that this gets to be my job. And you rock out there. So stay perfect, everybody. Please enjoy.
Miles, my problem is that when I was in college, I slept with a high school frenemy's dad, and now it's 10 years later, and this frenemy is, like, joining my friend group.
Shut the fuck up.
He's dating a really good friend of mine,
and
my
God.
I'm probably gonna, like, go to their wedding, be in the same room as him and his dad, and I just would need help from a perfect person on how to navigate this as adults. So thank you so much.
She is my hero.
That is crazy.
That is so insane. Crazy.
She in college, right? So not that far after high school.
No, pretty close.
Pretty
to high
recently.
School.
Like yeah. She fucked her frenemies. I don't know. We'll have to find out what that means.
Dad.
I love a frenemy. I want to hear how. Like,
yeah, but like
how was it?
No. I want to hear how was it and how good was the doing.
That's not what I'm as interested in. I'm more interested in like, how did you make that happen? Like,
is he single?
Did you choose to? Yeah. Were you at a bar and you were like, that's my frenemy's dad?
Yeah, that probably. Honestly.
What was the, oh my gosh, can you call her back? Like, yep. I don't even know.
I have a million questions.
Feel like
I'm
so
questions.
Excited for this.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. You called perfect person because you got with your friend's daddy.
I'm sorry, what?
You called perfect person because you got with your friend's daddy.
Oh, yes, I did do that. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I did.
So I am here with Rainey and Will.
What's up?
Freelance sidekicks.
Now, Rainey!
The core three. Now, here's my question. First of all, do you want to use a pseudonym?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Honestly, if you said no, I'd be like, fucking balls out. That's great. But let's call you Caitlin.
Yeah, sure.
First of all, Caitlin, I am obsessed with you and I want to hear so much more of this. When I ask people what's the drama, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is exactly, you're filling my cup so much right now.
Rainey is always hungry for goss and she'll come into the office just looking for it and be like, what's the drama?
Sometimes she tries to create it. Yeah.
Sometimes she's to instigate it.
That's how I kind of got into the situation though, because I did tell this as like a funny story. So I moved out of my hometown. So I'm back in my hometown. So I'm in my parents' basement hiding from them. So if I get quiet, that's why. But I moved out of my hometown and I met other people and I just, you know, drinking and whatever, I would tell the story as like a funny anecdote.
Yeah.
Because it is funny. And it is something that I definitely like did in my more dramatic phase. I did this when I was like maybe 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And I'm now in my 30s.
Okay, was it 19 or 20? Was it 19 or was it 20? It was 19. Yeah,
but I don't know if that's better or if that's worse or better.
Well, but we'll see. The story is the story's going to be risky either way.
I think what we're really curious about is what I'm really curious about is like, how did you make this happen? And did you do it to spite your frenemy, or was it just like a fun like, I want to have, I, you know, I'm gonna bang this guy.
And a little bit of both. I put it in motion out of spite. But then, like, as it was happening and once it happened, I was like, oh, that was, like, funny. And I don't want it to be, like, a... Because he was, like, a decent enough guy. So I was like, I don't want to, like, get too bad. But so this will also not sound great. So my friend of me, who we'll call him Derek, his...
That's interesting because I thought it was going to be a girl. I assumed
the frenemy was a girl.
No. So I assumed,
but then I had to check my assumptions. Yeah,
I was like,
the doctor was a woman, huh?
Yeah. I couldn't decide if it was my son.
He wasn't like a bad guy. We were just like both theater kids, and we were both like a little too much. Right. So we like didn't really get along. But
so you guys were like doing Les Mis, and he was upstaging you, and so you said, "I'm gonna fuck your dad."
Yeah.
That's basically what happened. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm ensemble. Well, guess who's gonna be fucking your dad?
I was actually a techie. I wasn't even on stage, but yeah.
Wow. The ultimate.
And did he do any particular thing? Did you ever get in a fight with him, with your frenemy?
No. We were more like in the same friend group. We weren't super close.
Okay.
And his dad used to work for my dad. And so when I was in college, his dad was working somewhere else. So I actually went through my dad and got his number to do like an informational interview for like to see if, oh yeah, I can't wait to work it. Whatever. But
Caitlin, this is like, this is fucking crazy. You said, my dad's you're my dad's employee. Let me get his number from my dad to do an information.
He wasn't my dad's employee at the time.
Okay, got it.
Was he in the past or in the future?
He had moved on.
He had moved on.
Okay.
Your dad had fired him.
He used to work for my dad.
Your dad had fired him. And so you said, hang on. So you wanted to... Thank you so much for calling in, by the way. This is making my life. It is a really interesting story, and I hope you feel included that we're laughing with you, not at you.
Yeah, it was a wild story.
I also laugh at this, because, once I met up for coffee, it was really easy after that.
Is he hot? Wait,
yeah, like, and by the way, when you got coffee, when you say it was really easy after that, did you go into this trying to bang him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't care where he worked. It was specifically, because I told you I put it in motion out of spite. But
what was the spite?
But then I never ended up actually telling Derek that happened, because I was going to, like, I don't know, I was planning on doing it, and then I was going to rub it in his face, and then late, I was just like, you know, I don't think that's, like, it was, like, a gross moment for me. I was like, you know, I don't think I should do that. I did a bunch of weird stuff with your dad, and, like, let's just, like, let that be in the past. I didn't ever actually like tell him.
I told a lot of other people as a story.
I never told him. I told like other people in my new city as like a fun story about my past. But these people are like now in my friend group. And my best friend, I also went to high school with, and one of her good friends from high school is now dating Derek, and they're moving out to our city.
And so do you think that Derek knows?
He's got to know.
I don't think he knows.
Why would he know?
Why would he know? Tell him, like, why would he know?
Well, his dad's definitely not.
Yeah.
No.
His dad's not going to be like, oh, yeah, you went to class with Caitlin, right? Okay, so.
No,
okay,
his dad definitely didn't tell.
I have like a million questions here, but the first of which being, okay, so what is the spite? You said there was a spite. Now,
well, it's just like when you're young and you don't like somebody, like, you know, maybe they get to be an actor and in all the parts, or maybe they get to be in the good improv group and you're in the leftover improv group, even though your improv group went to state and theirs didn't. And then, but you're just like very annoyed at this person. And so you talk about them all the time.
Yeah.
And then all your friends are like, oh my God, you actually secretly love him.
Yeah, that's
like you have
what
a crush on him.
Wondering.
You love him, even if you hate him.
Interesting.
And so I kind of was like, I obviously don't have a crush on him because, like, why would I sleep with his dad? Because, like, you can't come back from that.
Yeah, sound pretty defensive, but yeah. Oh, yeah? I have a crush on him? Well, I banged his dad.
I mean, yeah.
Definitive rebuttal, I guess.
Like, I guess it's a good rebuttal, but it's also just like, all your friends, we're all your friends. How did your friends react to this? Because I'm like...
It was, so I ended up being just, I told my one friend, and her reaction was like, in the moment, I didn't tell anybody else because she was like,
she's probably horrified.
You know, that doesn't really help your case that you're not obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I can see that. In hindsight, especially, I can see that because this all happened 10 years ago. Like, we're all 30 now.
Sure.
And so, you know, I was, what 19-year-old doesn't want attention or just be messy? So that was like my messy era.
Yeah.
I like to think it's
fine. Yeah, Caitlin. I think this goes a little above and beyond the messy threshold for most. But, you know, honestly, though, yeah, so.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, consenting adults, I'm assuming he was single.
I'm assuming he was single.
Not married to
Derek's
mom.
Tell me he was single. Tell me he was single. Okay, cool. So you didn't.
He was single.
And when
he
you say it was easy after coffee.
Yeah, when
it was easy after coffee, what? How did that transpire? Was it that day or were you like, oh, let's go for drinks later?
She's 19 at the time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Right, so she can't get into a bar if she tried.
So it was like, I was dressed not necessarily for informational interview.
So you wore like a low cut top.
So you dressed hot.
Yes.
To go to coffee.
I was just very like, you know, I knew he was like fairly recently divorced. And so it was very like, oh my God, like I've always thought you were so smart or, oh, and I think you're looking so great now. Like, and then I was just like, oh, I wish we could like go get a drink, but I can't. And he was like, cause this will sound bad also, but like, him and my dad are both like really into whiskeys. And so I was like, oh, you know, I have this whiskey. It'd be really fun to try, but blah, blah, blah. And so he invited me back to his place to like try it. And then from there, it was like very easy.
Oh,
does
your dad know?
No.
Yeah, why would your dad know?
I don't know.
But also, though, like, no. Yeah, I mean, it's all very suspect, Caitlin. I'm looking at the tape, and I'm looking at the, and it's not looking good, Caitlin. But let me tell you what. I guess what makes me feel maybe slightly better about the situation is that you keep being like, it was easy. You had one goal and it was to dominate. You approached the situation with the fervor of the thousand suns. And that is fascinating.
Yeah, I can't imagine that I was subtle. Like at the time I thought I was being like kind of subtle and sexy, and I'm sure I was not.
And obviously,
subtle.
He shouldn't have been giving you whiskey because that's illegal.
Right. And by the way, it's definitely like, if this is at all like sketchy, it's because it's not your fault. You're 19.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely not your fault.
But it wasn't really sketchy. He was definitely a lot more conflicted about it than I was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. As he should have been, Caitlin, you're 19. He was a grown adult man.
Was it just a one time thing? Like
no.
Oh
my gosh. Wow. Wait, how did it end?
But it wasn't like an ongoing thing. It was like a three-time thing. Okay. And then we just never spoke again. I hit into like finals and I just never texted him back.
To answer your question that you're calling it about, you can't be friends with his son.
But that's out of my hands. Like he's moving to my city. He's like my best friend. And his girlfriend are really good friends. So he's like kind of that we're reconnecting and he's going to kind of he's already like slotting into my friend group, which is great. And like, it's been a long time. We're friends now. It's totally fine.
Except for the fact that
like, I would just take this to my grave.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that like, I have told certain other people who didn't go to high school with me and I didn't think would ever like meet him or know him, or because we have a rule in our friend group that you can like only talk about explicit sexy details if you never expect that person to be in the same room and like make conversation because,
or that person's,
you know,
son.
If you're like dating somebody new, yeah, or that person's son.
Yeah, so,
and all so right. I just thought it was like, but I don't know if people will like put it together or because, you know, I wasn't as anonymous as I am now because I didn't ever know that he was going to move to my city. So,
yeah, Caitlin, this is maybe the craziest call we've had on the show. But I think that, okay, so yeah, it's inevitable that you're going to be friends. This guy's moving back into your city. Mm-hmm. I think that your role in this has to be that if there are people that you think are going to bring this story up, you tell them to fucking lock it up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that there's a world where you saying anything to this guy is going to be beneficial.
Couldn't agree more. I don't think this needs to be brought up. And if if he finds out somehow, you
he's
can address
gonna find
that.
Out.
No, not
he's
necessarily.
He's 100% going to find out.
He's going to find out.
Oh,
it could
my
be,
gosh.
It could be years from now, but you, one of your best friends is marrying him, yeah?
No, is it?
So my best friend's good friend. So she's a good friend of mine, but like
one of your good,
she's been living in,
So it's a friend of a friend is marrying him.
And your best friend knows.
Yes, she knows. But she'll keep it on lock with me.
Yeah,
you know, we're each other's secret keepers. But some of our wider friend groups that are like Seattle friends or our city friends.
You hear that? If you live in Seattle, lock your dad up.
It's a big city. It's a very
lock
big
lock your
city.
Dad's up. Caitlin's out here. Caitlin's out here prowling.
I mean, I just feel like this is one of those things where, like, you know, depending on how the divorce went, like, Derek might have his own, you know, reaction to hearing this information that will, like, trigger being like, oh, my parents getting divorced stuff. That not even just about you banging his dad, but about literally his parents' divorce. I would urge you to find any possible way to keep this information from coming up. Not that it's, like, so unforgivable. It's just, like, if he never knows, his life will be better. He does not need to know.
Yeah, like there's so many, like you don't want him to find out and then be like, what the fuck?
No.
Like you fucked my dad because I mean, he's going to really think you're obsessed with him, by the way. If you're worried about him being like, I think that if he finds out, he's going to be like so confused. Is his dad hot, by the way?
I mean, he's not hot.
Yeah. Not the answer I was looking for. Not the answer I was looking for, Caitlin. But Caitlin, okay, so, all right. So, yeah, to answer your question.
I do really think we should focus
He's
for...
hot but short. He's like a short king.
Go for it,
Randy. Oh, hot but short.
We love a short king.
If I were, you know, even if I were my age and some 19-year-old were talking to me, I would not be, you know, inviting him or her to drink whiskey. So I really feel like... This story is insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
But I really think the onus is on his dad.
100%. The wrong you did was fucking your friend's dad.
Yeah.
That's maybe wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to assume that obviously the whiskey moment is fucking weird. I'm not even quite sure I'm going to include it because it might be leading the witness here. But I do think that, like, the strange thing you did, but that's not what you're calling it about.
Yeah.
So the strange thing you did is in the past decades ago, we've all made mistakes.
It happened. Well,
we've all diddled a daddy here or there. But let me tell you, Caitlin, what you need to do now is to keep this shit on lock. Or if it causes you extreme anxiety, as it would cause me to have a bit secret that is this big of somebody that's a member of your community, then maybe consider, like, I don't know. Just be prepared. And in case he finds out, be prepared with a response that's like, hey, look, this happened a long time ago. Like, I was going all sorts of stuff. Like, we really don't have to talk about it. Yeah. It's like, honestly.
Yeah. Ultimately, I agree.
You know, I could see him having a number of different reactions. And, you know, he might even be like, well, that's fucking weird, but it was 10 years ago and I don't really want to get into it.
Yeah.
I don't know that you need to have a big heart to heart about, remember, 10 years ago, I fucked your dad and I'm sorry.
No, definitely like, that's the wrong move.
Really close with his dad. Yeah. So okay. Thank you. Because I was just like,
he's really close with his dad.
Like, should
Caitlin?
I get ahead of it? Should I get ahead of it tell him a very sanitized version?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like,
there's nothing to say, Caitlin.
Like, it's like one of those stories that, like, if I'm in my friend group and there's new people there, it's one of those stories where they're like, oh my God, oh, Caitlin, tell that because it's a funny, story. Like,
no, it is very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why were you so hell bent on doing this? Is funny.
I want you to feel it seen here. Yeah. The story's really fucking funny. Yeah. The story's very funny. It examines youth. It examines ego. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does fill my tummy with little bees to think about a group hang where somebody says, "Hey, Caitlin, can you tell that story where you fucked your friend from high school's dad?" And then Derek says, "What story?" And then you say, "I'd rather not talk right now." And then he says, "Was it my dad?"
Yeah, see,
that's what I'm afraid of, really.
Yeah, I know.
You have to avoid that. You have to talk to everyone you know.
Do I just get ahead of it and just tell my friends that, like, that story is done? Like, it's course. Yes. I'm not going to tell the story anymore. And maybe just, like, not mention why.
I want to, but also focusing on your crush on him, which I think it's safe to say exists, right? Like, there's no way.
Existed.
What?
Yeah.
Existed.
I would say existed in the past. But yeah.
So this is, I feel like I just cracked the case. I was in the judge stand, and you were a witness, and I just, because you were like, "Oh, I don't have a crush on him. I don't have a crush on him." But
you
did you ever have sort of any, not necessarily hooking up, but do you have any like intimate moments where he was like, "Smell my face. I just put lotion on it." That happened to me
with
once.
With the daddy? Wait, with the who?
With the kid. With the boy.
Oh, the boy. Yeah. The boy.
With Derek. Yeah. No.
No, never. Did you ever profess your feelings?
Smell my face?
Yeah.
Smell but my that's lotion.
No. Because I was in denial about my crush when it was happening.
Yeah.
Like, in hindsight, I can say, like, yeah,
I've been there.
If I truly didn't give a shit, I probably would not have lasered in on sleeping with his dad.
That's what I was going to say.
But that was something that I kind of did in high school. Like, if I got mad at somebody, I would, like, sleep with his best friend. That was just, like, kind of my MO at the time.
Just a messy, sort of a messy response.
Sexuality is a source of power.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you did anything wrong or something you need to be, like, so ashamed of.
Let me clarify. I do think you did something wrong, but I don't think that I wouldn't feel so bad about it. It was a long time ago. And I think also you're like, well, this guy, I'm never going to see Derek again. Like, who cares? Right. Like, I think that in your mind, this is like a win for you. This is also not somebody you're super, super tight with.
Yeah.
Like, I actually think that what you did was messy and a little bit dramatic. But ultimately, like, if you're like, oh, I'm in college now. High school feels like forever ago. Oh, my friend's dad from high school. Like, what if I do that? I'll never see that guy again. And then he happens to date a friend of a friend of yours and then move to your city.
Yeah.
That's bad luck. You know, I think that what you did was messy.
It is bad luck.
But that part is bad luck.
I don't disagree it was messy. I just don't think it was like, you didn't murder anyone. You guys were consenting adults. It's just, you know, something that you don't need the son to find out.
I have some notes for the daddy.
Well, yeah.
I have some severe notes for daddy.
He should definitely not have done it.
Yeah. Daddy shouldn't have done it, but you did nothing wrong. Maybe is the title of the episode.
Because I'm pretty sure that, like, if I go to the wedding and run into his dad, I'm pretty positive that we're both just going to pretend like we don't know each other.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Yes.
If I was him, that's what I would do. So that's not really what I'm worried. Yeah. It was more the group situation.
I want you to feel seen here, where you may have diddled a daddy, but there are a lot of gals and guys out there that wish that they had the confidence to diddle your crush's daddy.
That's right.
And I'm telling you right now, just the fact that you did it doesn't make you any worse or better than the people who wish they could have done it. It makes you a winner. It makes you someone who follows through, Caitlin.
Yes.
So it was messy and dramatic, but it was 10 years ago and everyone makes weird mistakes.
I can't tell you how many calls on the show are just like, I don't know how to talk to this person.
Yeah.
You banged your crush's dad. Like, that's something that we don't want to. We were here to celebrate you. We never want to put a woman down.
No, we do not. We celebrate women on this show.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's the juiciest story of all time.
Seriously. Oh my God. It's so juicy, Caitlin. It's a shame that you have to retire it because it's a really good story.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It was my go-to for a reason.
Yeah.
And now, Caitlin, people may think that you were a plant. Can you give a very specific detail about the hookup? Just so people get a visceral image, because I feel like people are going to be like, this girl is so fucking crazy.
Okay, like, he used to stick his tongue, like, all the way in my ear. Like, I know it's one thing to, like, lick or, like, bite an ear, but his tongue would go so far into my ear that it was, like, kind of uncomfortable.
And there you have it. Caitlin, thank you so much.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for letting me call you back for the Platinum Show. I do appreciate it. It's been ages since we've last spoken.
I know. Time flies.
Time really does be flying. Well, anyway, yeah, I wanted to call and just see if you had any updates to your story, but also just see how you are. So why don't you, let's check in. What's changed since we last spoke on the phone? Have you had to tell any of your friends, hey, maybe don't mention this killer story that I've got for, you know, the protection of this friend?
I did do that a little bit. I told like one or two of my good, closer friends. Because, you know, when you're in a larger friend group, there's... But I was just like, hey, you know that funny story about who's ever... What fake name did I give him? Derek?
Yeah, sure.
Derek?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah.
So I was... Sure, Derek. Not his real name either way. But I was like, remember that funny story I told about... Because, yeah, that's Derek. So, you know, like, if that ever comes up, just help me run interference because I'm not going to tell that story anymore. And so they were very, it hasn't come up, which, so Derek has reintegrated in our friend group, and I now remember, you know, why I just didn't, he would have to, A, stop talking to himself long enough for me to talk. And then B, remember or care about anything outside of the sound of his own voice to like hear a story and then like connect it with himself. Like, so, I think the risk is a lot lower now that he's like been hanging around us. He's not like a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can't go home again.
That's so interesting. So anyway,
his fiance is really nice.
Yeah. So his fiance is really nice, but it does sound like this person reintegrated the friend group and you were like, well, they're going to be a part of our friend group. Surely we were still just in high school when we were frenemies. And then it seems like that person has not changed that much. So you're like, actually, no, I was right. I was right to fuck your dad, but I'm not going to talk about it. But I did the right thing.
Like, I'm not gonna rub it in your face or anything, but yeah, I'm not that concerned about your feelings about me fucking your dad. And like,
oh,
you know,
wow, that's amazing.
And his dad is actually still a snack, which is hilarious because his dad is like only in his early 50s, and so, and that's just wild to me because my parents are in their like almost are 70. And so, but
wow.
Yeah, his dad is still a snack. I mean, I'm not going to fuck his dad anymore. I don't know if he's single or not, but
yeah,
in case inquiring minds out there were curious.
But. Yeah. If inquiring minds out there are curious, if you're going to go back to do the dirty with the daddy again, the answer is probably maybe, but wow, that's so...
I would, yeah, probably not.
So I guess I'm curious, like, a little bit more about your dynamic with this person. So this is, it's kind of somebody who's not, like, a great listener, or just, like, someone who you fundamentally, your personalities just do not mingle.
I think a little bit of the second one, because, like, other people I like him. And yeah. I can objectively say that he's not, like, a bad person.
Right.
I think we're a little too similar. And we just kind of regressed around each other because we knew each other. Like, we were
you know, our last names are very close together.
Sure.
So ever since we were in like sixth grade, our lockers have been next to each other. We've been sat next to each other in class. Like, even now I'm talking about it in the present tense, even though it happened so long ago, like sixth grade to like freshman year.
You spent too long in the same place.
He's just a frustrating person.
Trying to do the same things. It's also like, and I would imagine that, sorry to cut you off, but I imagine that, you kind of like, because you were doing similar things, you mentioned you both tried to do improv, you both tried to do this stuff. And it was at such a young age that even though it's all those years later, you haven't like, your relationship hasn't changed because you haven't seen this person in a long time. And now they're reintegrated in the friendship, but it's like your dynamic's probably still pretty similar without like having done any work to change it. Not that you need to, but it just, you know, that's a reason why they might still frustrate you.
And, you know, and he's reintegrated into the friend group because we still do similar things. Like our friend group is like kind of a board game, tabletop puzzle sort, you know, we do that adult nerdy stuff and, you know, and I love it. And he's not a bad guy. I want to stress that. I think fundamental personality differences. I think both of us are talkers. Like we both are the kind of storyteller, love to be at the table, at the head of the table, telling a story. Mm-hmm. And I think there's just like a competing, tension there. Maybe it's only on my side, but we also just, I usually just end up talking to his fiance because she's really cool anyway. And as an adult, I think everyone is a lot more comfortable. Like you just don't have to talk to people if you don't gel. Like if you're in a friend group, not everybody has to be best friends all of the time.
Totally.
I just have been kind of keeping an eye on him because I did fuck his dad when we were 19. And so like, you know, you just kind of got to keep him in your periphery.
You're going to keep him in your peripheral vision in case he's realizing that something dirty went down. Yeah. No, I think that's a good point, though, is that you don't need to like everybody in your friend group, but you also, and like not liking them doesn't mean you also have to like try to confront them. You can just coexist in the same space, you know, and let it kind of wash away.
I think it's a really positive update. Yeah. I think if it ever does come out, but I'll probably go to his wedding. I'll probably see his dad, but you know, it's just, that's what happens when you grew up in a smallish town.
Yeah.
And I doubt anyone would say anything because,
No, I think your friends also seem sworn to secrecy, but also like, you know, it seems like the dad's still a snack as well. So when you see him, you can just kind of be like, hey, it might be a little bit awkward, but whatever, you know, I would imagine that the dad's not going to say anything. He's probably going to be sworn to secrecy as well. I'm glad you're doing well. Steering clear of this person. If you have any other updates to this sort of ticking time bomb, please don't hesitate to text or call the call line.
Can I just give a quick PSA to all the 19-year-old, 20-year-old women who like sleeping with older men, which is, you're going to do it. Because like I was that woman and you couldn't tell me at 19 that like I wasn't an adult and that I didn't know what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And so all I will say is have a really strong sense of self and always just be ready to walk away because like I always knew that I was worthy of love because like a lot of people loved me and I was too oblivious to manipulate. And I just like had a lot of fun, did a lot of weird things with a lot of weird people, but it was a lot of fun. And I don't have any regrets, but like do it, but be safe. And you know, always know that you're worthy of love no matter what. And you don't have to sleep with weird old dudes to get it.
Hell so, yeah. Anyway. That's fucking insightful advice actually. And I appreciate you giving it to the 19-year-olds out there who might be finding themselves in a similar situation.
Well, I'm happy on my own. Making coffee just for one. And eating breakfast all alone. Fewer dishes to be done.
Hi, Miles. So my conundrum is that my hot neighbor drives this booty patrol car, and I met him for the first time when he saw me taking pictures in front of it the other weekend, but I was just too nervous to ask him for any of his details. I want to make a move and, like, give him my Instagram or something, but is it weird? I don't know. I need your help. Okay, thanks. Bye.
What is a booty patrol?
What could that possibly mean, right? Does it just say booty? It's like an actual cop car, but instead of like State Department, booty patrol.
Booty patrol coming in.
Oh my God. Hello.
Hello. You called Perfect Person and I'm here to call you back. I'm here with Hassan.
Shut up.
Have you ever seen those Mickey Mouse puppet videos?
I can't have you do this every time.
On TikTok? Have you ever seen the Mickey Mouse puppet?
No, but I kind of need to.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
We're going to get one, I swear. Well, anyway, tell us what the fuck a booty patrol car is, because I'm really curious.
Oh my God, you're going to die. So, you know, like the SUV kind of cop cars?
Yeah.
Tacomas,
where they
Tahoes.
Have like, you know.
Car guy.
A little bit of cop car guy specifically.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. But it's like the striping on it is green, and then there's like a peach emoji on it. So it says like booty patrol. Wait. I gotta grab the picture of it and read you what everything says.
Yeah, wait, a booty. Is this like a business? Like, what is this?
So the thing is, I've seen this, but like, I've seen this car before, but in like a car version, you know?
I don't know.
So I've never seen it in like an SUV.
I've never been given such an alarming, confusing description.
By the way, like, it's like a cop car with green stripes and there's a peach
emoji.
It makes no fucking sense.
And then describe it as a car.
Car. Can you text the text line 424-284-9614? Text this number.
Picture
of the car. Because we're going to need to see what's up. All right. Wow. So here's what this car is. So it's a, it is quite literally a,
it's exactly what I thought it was initially.
Yeah. It's a white cop looking car. And then on the side, they've had a custom paint job that has a big peach emoji that is more than just a peach emoji. It is cheeks.
Yeah.
And it says booty patrol. We swerve for curves.
Incredible.
And it says chief on the back. So
he's the chief of booty patrol.
So he's the chief of booty patrol. Chief. And I just want to clarify, you found this charming.
I found it as like an opportunity to go take a picture in front of it.
Okay, cool. But then I thought you said that you thought the guy was like cute and you were like, and I kind of want to date him.
Well, okay. I don't want to date him. I'm just like DTF.
Wow,
the booty patrol really works.
You know,
it really does.
This is this guy's dream, by the way, to be like, this guy when he bought this car was like, holy shit, dude, I'm gonna get so much booty.
And here's the thing, no one other than you ever considered giving him anything but a stern glance down the road.
Guys, the booty patrol mobile works. Come on,
this is gonna change his life.
Yeah, you were giving this guy exactly what he wants, which is so fucking funny. So you're wondering, how do you get access to the booty guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to give you more backstory. So when we went to go take pictures in front of it, my mom was like taking pictures of me in front of it, right? And then the guy comes.
Your mother
was involved.
No.
She was so for it. She's so cool. She was like, yeah, let's do this. And then she was like, get in the angles.
That is
and
pretty
then
cool,
he like
actually.
Comes out. I know, she's a rock star. But like, so then he comes out and then he's just like chilling. And I was like, hey, can you turn the light on? So he turns the light on.
Got it. Cool.
Okay, great. Just lots of pictures in front of the booty car with your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I was just so nervous, and I was like, oh my God, I can't say anything. I was like, okay, bye, but he's like my neighbor, and he was like, yeah, I live on like the third floor or whatever, and I was like, oh my God, dude, how long have you been living here? I've never seen it before.
That's enough information to go off to find him, right?
Go to the third floor and just yell, "Booty patrol! I need
post like a bulletin up on the third floor looking for booty patrol chief.
Booty found." Like, you need to essentially incite the patrol, right? So you need to have an event or an incident that requires them to patrol.
Right.
Which
that's incredible. Wait, the way you're describing to me is incredible. Like a Polaroid picture of a butt and be like, "Booty found, looking booty for found. Booty patrol looking officers to help."
Looking for booty patrol.
Exactly.
Also, by the way.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, like I think you need to do that. Also, this guy lives in your building, it seems like.
So we live in this house, and our house is like next to an apartment building, but the apartment building's like kind of small. It's just 3 floors.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah, like if you see this guy's car again, I would just keep your eyes peeled. But I think also leaving a if you're just DTF, as you said, leaving a, excuse me if this is crass, but you're the one who called in, photo of yourself so he remembers who it is,
right?
Like a Polaroid, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And it says booty found.
Cute.
Not a picture of your booty, because we don't want to put your booty out there,
right?
In case somebody else is grabbing it off his windshield.
Like, this is great. What did I just come across?
Yeah, right.
Polaroid pictures. Oh
booty.
My God!
No, a picture of you, and just say, "Hey, booty found you. This is super funny. We met the other day, and your phone number or something like that."
Having like a little envelope, keep it in your pocket in case you come across it. Put it under his windshield.
Exactly. Right? Because he's probably presumably nearby. Also, this guy's a bold guy. I mean, if I know anything about this guy, he is bold. He purchased a car that is painted forever that says Booty Patrol.
I imagine he purchased a car, then painted it for it to forever be Booty Patrol.
Exactly. No, this was custom.
Yeah.
This
is in no way stock. So, yeah, I think that you got to
100% custom.
You got to give him a bold move back. Mm-hmm. You know, you're lucky that he's your neighbor. So he's probably going to be around. If you see this car in the parking lot in the apartment building next to you, put that photo on the windshield. Or just a sticky that says, like, "We met the other day and you were really cute."
But I think the photo.
Okay, but
the photo's nice.
Level above.
So that's not weird to, like, put something on his car. And
all of it's
like,
weird if we're being honest.
This whole car is kind of weird.
Nothing about the situation is normal, so don't be normal.
It's weird. This guy is not. This guy's weird.
Right. This guy's like, super weird.
This is a super weird guy.
He's like asking for this type of attention.
100 million percent.
And you're the first person to give it to him.
Let me also know.
1,000,000%.
I don't know much in this universe. I don't know that much, but I do know with 1,000,000% certainty that if you leave something on this guy's windshield, he's not going to be like, "Whoa, that overstepped my boundaries."
I can't believe.
I was not asking for this.
I went to the farmer's market and this was on my car. How dare.
Yeah, how he posted.
This is my safe space.
It's
my home, and she encroached in my private space.
This is my private space. And honestly, the Booty Patrol Mobile is not a place for people to post their desires to kiss me.
Yeah.
But no, I think that absolutely Booty Patrol, this is his greatest dream. You're going to make his dreams come true. And if he was cute.
Oh my God, I hope so.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no other scenario where this goes wrong, I don't think.
No, this doesn't go wrong for you. This goes absolutely perfect for you.
Okay, well, here's the other thing is like my mom was like hanging out on the porch, right? She comes inside and she's like, "There's some girl like putting some like suitcases in the trunk and like grabbing some bags." And my mom's like, "I think she's moving out. Is this his girlfriend?" And I was like, "Dude, my chances are over." But my mom's like invested in the story.
There's no way. If Booty Patrol guy has a significant other, I'll be pretty surprised.
Yeah. It's a bold thing to let your significant other drive a booty patrol car, right?
Like, yeah, but I mean, maybe she's also on booty patrol. Like, maybe they patrol together. I mean, that's also a possibility.
Maybe it's just a DTF situation for them, too.
Yeah.
In and out, suitcases in the
suitcases
car.
In, suitcases involved. Out. Like, at the very least, it's worth the investigation.
Yeah.
Because it seems like booty patrol guy is pretty free-flowing and love.
Yeah.
Love wheeling. So
I would put that, get the little note ready, put it on there.
Put it on
and
there.
And what happens, happens.
What happens, happens. I'm absolutely going to be needing a call back, though. Once you sort of venture down this rabbit hole, because I want to know if Booty Patrol guy really lives up to the badge. You know what I mean?
I wonder if his car is still outside. I should go look.
It's outside right now.
It's outside right now. Go put him on.
Listen to what happened.
Put him on.
Mr. Booty Patrol.
Mr. Booty Patrol.
Chief.
Put your hands on the wheel. Show me that booty.
That's why, dude.
Okay, it's not there, but...
Got it. Well, hey,
it's not there, but it's going
to
come back.
Best of luck. I wish you all the best, and I think that you're absolutely going to meet the Booty Patrol guy and potentially have a little fun time.
Get exactly what you need from him.
Oh, yes. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. I'll talk to you later. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Wow.
Did she mention that she lived in a beach town? Because no, to me, it's so beach town.
Why did I, the whole time, that's all I could picture.
Literally, me too. I don't,
and it was like the small apartment thing, yeah, too. Like, and there was so much texture of that story.
Sand. Booty, there's sand everywhere.
There's sand everywhere. Booty Patrol feels like a thing that somebody drives around beach towns, yes, looking for, like, girls in bikinis or whatever. And like, hey, Booty Patrol, they have like a little horn.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how, wow, I was picturing it. And I was like, yeah, this guy is just goes to the beach and he booty patrols. Wow. And good for him, honestly.
Great for him.
I've been waiting far too long for some good to come my way.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's always one step forward, two steps back. I won't let it get me down.
Let's give the Booty Patrol gal a call back and see if she was able to get in there and show that booty.
Hello?
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. Here we are.
Here we are again. It's me, and I'm calling to see how it all turned out for you. How did the Booty Patrol sheriff show up? Did he have a warrant? And did he request a full body search?
That is all very good questions. I need to get my notepad.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to need
to. I have a notepad.
We're going to need the notepad out because we're going to need the details. Now, the last time that I talked to you, you were sort of fiending for the Booty Patrol guy who lived in the apartment building next to your home. And I'm curious, by the way, after we hopped up on the phone with you, we looked at each other and we said, this took place in a beach town, but I don't think you ever said that it took place in a beach town. Do you live in a beach town?
Yes. You were so on the money with that, which is shocking.
That's so interesting. I think the whole time you were talking, I just was like, this is a beach play. Like, you live at the beach. I don't know why I had that in my head, but I really like, it was maybe just, you're such a good storyteller.
Connected.
Yeah, exactly. I had a sixth sense about the Booty Patrol wagon. Okay, so tell me what happened in your life since we last spoke.
Oh my God, wild things, Miles. You're going to die again.
No way.
You're going to die again, but I did take your advice for sure.
Awesome.
And I wrote a little note like that day, but I was like, okay, I'm not going to put it on his car just yet. I'm going to wait for the right moment.
Sure. Because this is a guy, by the way, who appreciates tact, and he appreciates waiting for the proper romantic moment. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's all about timing. Right?
Yeah, big time.
So I wrote a little note and I wrote, open me, with like a little tongue sticking out, right?
Okay. I love your style right out of the bat. Open me. That's playing into his psyche in a big way.
So I did that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yes. It's like, because I couldn't just like leave it out with like all the writing, right?
No, sure.
And then on the inside, I wrote, "Hey, it's your neighbor you saw taking pics in front of your car." I wrote this booty needs patrolling. Text me.
That is a job well done.
Thank you.
That is incredible.
I take a bow. Thank you.
Now, when you placed it on his car, were you nervous that somebody was going to see you out there?
So here's the thing. I took a big risk and I did it in the morning.
Nice.
And because I was nervous in the morning because there's like people walking up and down the street going to work.
Yeah.
I was nervous somebody was going to see me. And I was also nervous he was going to see me from the window.
Sure. Early bird gets the booty. Definitely.
So I walked to his car, put it on like the window.
Yeah.
Kind of like tucked it in there. And then I scurried away.
Can you describe what happens when you scurry and how that's different from running?
Well, I was wearing these like, wedge heels, right? I was going to work.
Okay, got it.
To get back to my car, it was like a slight incline. So I like just did like small lots of steps back to my car and like got in there and felt safe.
You shuffled. You sort of went click, 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 click. Yeah, you're scurrying, but also your wedge heels are sort of dragging on the ground a little bit. And then you finally make it back to solace.
Exactly. Yes, that's perfect.
Nice. Okay, cool. And so you've accomplished your main goal, but the question is, have you received contact from the sheriff?
From the chief.
The chief. That is what is on the car. Sheriff. The sheriff is a different department. Yeah, the chief.
Yeah, different pay grade.
Yeah, you get paid very different. And honestly, people don't talk about that enough, that as a booty chief, as the chief of the booty patrol, you do make a significant amount more than the booty sheriff for doing about half the work.
Yeah, we got to like tell people all of this.
Yeah.
They have to know.
If you know.
But yeah, I did get a text like that night.
Wow.
At like midnight.
Uh-huh.
Sus, first red flag, honestly.
Well, I'm gonna push back on that just for one second because absolutely not the first red flag. Absolutely in no way is it the first red flag.
Okay, you're right.
Like, did you expect him to what? Hey, that's so sweet. I actually have a poetry reading. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm dead. Oh, I didn't even mention this, but the note, I sprayed it with my perfume.
You guys are made for each other. I mean, I gotta be honest. You and the booty patrol guy are made for each other. You sprayed it with your perfume? I love that. I did
a couple spritz.
I've heard of that done in like movies, but I've never seen it in the wild. And I gotta ask, what type of perfume is it? Is it a Lalabo? Is it, what are we talking? You're Calvin Klein?
We're talking Vanilla Wood.
Vanilla Wood. Okay. I'm liking that. Now,
yeah. It's a little smoky, but a little sweet.
Sure. Got it. And he smelled that at 9 in the morning. He said, oh, whoa. Vanilla Wood. That seems like a nighttime scent for the day.
She's a classy girl.
Yeah. And so he was like, I'm going to wait till the nighttime because the scent begets the evening. Got it. So he texts you at midnight, which is just, of course, absolutely he did. And what did he say?
He said, hey, it's blank. Let me see this booty that needs patrolling.
Okay.
With like some winky faces.
And like, I hate to, like, he sort of is all business. Do you know what I mean? Like, I guess, like, to say, you know, like, he takes his job really seriously because he's not in there for chit chat. He's like, look, I have a job to do. You have a job to do. Like, let's just get
right.
Yeah. Right. So what did you respond to his message with?
I sent like 3 pictures.
No text?
And was like, well, okay, let me look.
I love this interaction. This is cinema right now. It's like, there's no wasted breaths. There's no wasted time. These are 2 people that are connecting. And it's electric, honestly.
It is electric. I sent 3 pictures and then I said, what do we think?
How close up are the photos? Is there context behind them that provides additional information, or is it all business as he is acting?
They got like a story to tell. It's like one of them, you can tell, like, I just worked out, or like, I'm hanging with the cat.
They have a story to tell.
Cinema, you said it.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay.
He said, I think we need to see more.
Wow. Got it. Okay, cool. So this is going well for you. And now I guess I want to go through your psyche, This American Lifestyle. After you send the pictures, you get the response from the booty patrol. He says, we're going to need to see more. Mm-hmm. What is going on in your headspace?
My first thought is I'm not sending anymore until I get something from him.
Yeah. And I like that, by the way. I like that you're turning the tables, power dynamics wise. You're saying I've already showed the booty. I don't need it. I'm not showing that booty anymore. I need something from you. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I sent 3 pictures and I have nothing on my end.
Damn
that
right.
Ain't fair.
Absolutely damn right. And did he say anything back? And what did you say back?
I said, "Let me see more of you first, babes."
Oh, addition of babes is really good. Okay. And then
thank you.
And then what happened?
I did not get a text back until later that night at like midnight again. I think we need to read this verbatim if you're down.
I would love, please. I want it right from the horse's mouth.
So he said, hey, I want to be transparent. I have a girlfriend, but she doesn't care.
She doesn't care
if I have fun. Oh, wait, pause.
No, continue. Sorry.
She doesn't care if I have fun with other girls, as long as I'm discreet. I don't know what you're looking for, but I'm down to sneaky link if you're cool with that.
Okay, got it. So it seems like this is sort of the dream scenario. It confirmed that he does have a live-in girlfriend who also maybe drives the booty patrol mobile.
Yeah, which could have possibly been the girl that we've seen.
Yeah, that we saw loading the suitcases. It's all clicking in a true crime way. I'm like, well, the suitcases couldn't have gotten the car unless he had the living girlfriend. But she's okay, but it has to be a sneaky link. Well, here's the question for you. Do we believe that? Do we believe?
No.
Yeah, so it's like, do we believe that my girlfriend's completely cool with it, but it has to be so secret that, like, nothing is traceable?
Right, like, I could just imagine him, like, deleting our text, like, after each interaction. Like, just straight delete after each time.
Yeah, like, and I love that, by the way, he's like, hey, just to be like, he's sort of getting real after just saying, like, I'm gonna need to see pictures of your ass. And, like, he's opening up in a way, and I think that that's quite fresh.
Yeah. It's a thing. I mean, glad that he said something.
Of course, better that he's, I mean, It's unclear if we believe him or not. I think probably the answer is no.
So I told him, I was like, I'm just looking for something like super casual, but consistent, but like hookup stuff. But I was like, thank you for telling me. Let me simmer and think about it.
Yeah. I think that that's probably a good call.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's wise. I find that like if a friends with benefits slash hookup situation is right off the bat, there's caveats and like inconsistencies in the story. We're off to a bad start. Yeah. Like the only way for something that's like, oh, two casual people just kind of hooking up, no strings attached, whatever, Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman style, it has to be so relaxed at the beginning. Otherwise, it is so doomed, like immediately. It's just like, okay, well, you guys are hook up. She's going to find out. He's going to be weird. Like it's just the whole thing is going to crumble in a way.
I mean, to get real.
Yeah.
Like if we're... I mean, I went through like this shitty breakup.
Sure.
And in therapy, we like learned how to grieve.
Yeah.
A breakup, you know? And I think what one of the like many things that I took away from it is being present in the moment and like just making current me happy.
Yeah, totally.
And if current me is happy with being a little flirty with my neighbor,
yeah,
then that's cool.
That's so great. What a great perspective. I also think that that's a very like it sounds funny that I'm putting it this way, but I actually do really, I do firmly believe that that's like a very healthy perspective after a breakup. I think that if anyone is out there and they have broken up, text the Booty Patrol guy. I think flirting is really fun. I think that that's also, you're sort of reclaiming your own narrative, being like, oh, I see this fun thing in front of me. Like, I'm going to pursue that just because it's fun and I want to. And like, I don't have to apologize to anybody for doing that. Like, it's your life. And I think that that's really nice.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Yeah. And I don't think I would have left a note if I didn't call in. So thank you.
Really? That's actually helpful for me to know because I am sort of giving advice out there and I would, how would you rank my advice 1 out of 10?
Oh, I think your advice, well, I listen to all the episodes, so. Oh,
that's very sweet. Thank you for listening to the show.
I think collectively it's very, in my case, it's probably very 8-ish.
8-ish. I'll take 8. I mean, to me, perfection is not about that 10 out of 10. And I know that that seems...
Exactly.
It maybe seems counter to the word perfection, but a truly perfect thing is flawed. And you can put that on a bumper sticker, on a t-shirt, on the back of your laptop.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Oh my God. Hi. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Do you remember the name we called you in the first call? I can't recall it. I wanted to call you Miss Booty Patrol, but I don't remember what we called you.
I don't even know if there was a name. I can't remember.
Here's what it's going to be. It's got to be Caroline. Okay. So Caroline.
That's so cute.
There you go. How fun. When was the last time you saw Booty Patrol?
Oh.
Because the last time I talked to you, you guys hadn't met up, I think, right? What? Tell me the story.
Yeah, see, there was like an update like a month later, and then I was debating on texting you, and I was like, you know what? I should just close the books on this.
No, what? There's an update.
And then get this, Miles. Well, you know, there was like a recent callback that you did. Like a second callback with one of the girlies.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, maybe I should have texted Miles. And then I was like, it's just too late. Miles like probably forgot about it.
Oh my God. I literally have absolutely not forgotten about this. If anyone is out there listening and they have an update to the situation, I always want the text. I always want that dirt. I gotta have it. Okay. Well, before we even get into the fucking article, What is the update to the booty patrol situation? I can't believe this, Caroline.
I know, right? We're like besties, and how could I not tell you?
I know. We're literally besties, and you kept tea from me.
Okay, we're... God, this was like months ago. Basically, the girlfriend DM'd me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she, her and I ended up hanging out.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you, wait. So you reached out to him to hook up with him, and then the girlfriend DM'd you?
What happened? So I think after the call, I think he like reached out again at midnight, typical him, right?
Yeah.
And then was like, do you want to go for a ride? And then, I think I was just feeling like a little, you know, lonely, needy. Yeah. And I was like, sure, why not? Why not? I'm going to have my boundaries and whatever. And then, nothing like really happened. But then afterwards I was like, yeah, I can't see this guy. So then like few weeks after that, his girly actual girlfriend texted me on or DM'd me on Instagram. We were like going back and forth. And then she was like, I would love to hang out with you. And I was like, yeah, you seem like a cool person. Let's get ice cream. So we get ice cream at the mall.
Hang on. Did she know that her boyfriend was trying to hook up with you, kind of?
So here's the thing is in the beginning DMs, I think she was pretending like she didn't know, but she did know. But okay. She was trying to like test the waters to see what I would say, right. If that makes sense.
Yes, totally. She was trying to catfish you, but you were like too clever to be catfished. Yeah.
I was like, I see right through it, but we'll just follow along. And so we go get ice cream and then I'm spilling all the deets. I'm like just spilling. And she's not as mad as I thought that she was going to be.
How was she not as mad? What in fucking ice cream? This is like a State of the Union ice cream event. You're like downloading the details of this like almost affair. Okay, got it. So she's not mad.
She's not mad, and she's like kind of living for it. It kind of seems like living for the goss, right? And then
right.
And then we're like comparing notes of like what he told me versus the truth. And I was like, okay, got it. He doesn't work in tech. He works at,
by the way, Caroline, did you ever really think that the booty patrol guy worked in tech?
I thought he was like a low position dude.
Yeah.
For some work from home stitch, but,
driving up to Google in the booty patrol and the booty patrol wagon is, tough.
So funny. But the biggest part of that was the biggest difference was like where he worked. So she was like, he doesn't work in tech. He works at fucking Olive Garden where I work. And I was like, oh shit, wouldn't it be so funny if we went to Olive Garden right now since we're here? Like jokingly. And she's like, that's genius.
Oh my God. Okay.
So then we walk our bums up to Olive Garden and sit in his section and make him uncomfortable.
And at this point, he does not know that you know each other. He's just like,
exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. And they were, when you did this, was she still dating him?
Technically yes, but she explained to me that she was like, she's been out of the door, she's out of this relationship. She was like, all my shit's in the storage anyways. I'm just trying to find a place to go.
got it.
Cause I just like profusely was apologizing. She was like, it's totally fine. Cause fuck this guy. And, she eventually found out he was chatting with other girls too. And then, it was just this whole thing, which I think we kind of like anticipated that. Right.
Yeah, right. Like, obviously, if he's doing that, if he's driving around, I mean, look, like, you should have known. Like, it's like you're looking at a wolf and being like, is that guy wearing sheep's clothing or is he just, no, I guess he's not. I guess he's not, but let's just sort of pretend like he might be. He's in a booty patrol truck. Of exactly. course he's texting other girls. In no universe was he ever not doing that. But got it.
Dude,
so,
yeah.
So she's aware of this and you sit in the Olive Garden. I can't believe this. This is so funny. So you sit there, make him uncomfortable. Like, and is that the biggest development of that lunch / dinner?
Yeah. And then I think she was maybe texting me a little bit afterwards, telling me when she found out about the new hose, or I guess old hose, who knows. And then she moved out and I never saw her again.
Oh my God. Okay.
He also moved out.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Booty patrol evaporates into thin air. He was patrolling. He went from whence he came. So got it. So he is out. He is done. He is gonzo. And and you had the last laugh with Booty Patrol. And so did his girlfriend, which is honestly props to her.
Major props to her. She looked like she was like, I'm the fucking boss.
Yeah.
Dude.
Hell yeah. No, that's
yeah, go her.
That is awesome. Okay, wow. What a stunning that is a stunning update, Caroline. I can't believe you didn't text me.
Raise a glass, you've made it another year. Happy birthday.
Hi, Miles. So I'm calling because me and my ex-best friend were currently in a kerfuffle over the same guy, and she's a singer-songwriter, so now she's releasing a diss track about me. And I don't know, you know, maybe I should say something, maybe get some revenge, or maybe am I the problem? Am I the asshole? Call me back, please. Thank you.
Wow.
We've got to get the diss track on the show.
I mean, we have to play it on the show.
Hello?
Hello, you called Perfect Person because you've got a beef that's absolutely sizzling. I'm here with the Wrecking Ball crew.
Ciao!
Oh my God, the Wrecking Ball crew?
Fucking hell, yeah, we nailed it.
By the way.
It's PP royalty, baby.
And the Baguette Sisters. The Baguette Sisters. Cousins.
The bread Brothers.
Amazing. And yes,
we're gonna need some more details. First of all, I just have to double check in because we don't want to lead a horse to water. But is the diss track already out or is it dropping soon?
No. So actually, some background is that I should have learned my lesson the first time. This will actually be my second diss track to come out.
No.
I am
way.
So jealous of you. That is my dream.
No. So we had like a smaller fight, like maybe a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And she released one then too. But then we like became friends again. It was all fine. So this will be the second one and it comes out at the end of the month.
Is it bad form for me to play the first diss
We'd
track
like to
on
hear
the show? Probably not, right? It's fine.
I think that's okay. She published it.
Okay. So it's called The Carpenter.
The Carpenter? And what
yeah,
is
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go. And this is a diss track against you. Wow, it's long.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be playing just a little bit of this just so and comments are turned off.
Oh, that's going to be a point for you.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, great start.
Cry me a river.
Her voice is amazing.
Take your sorry body and get over it. Call me a stranger cuz I don't want to be your friend.
Oh shit.
Got the gates locked, swallowed the key, keep the bones in your closet far away from me. Oh, you break shit. Bitches' hearts, say you're too fucked up to act sorry.
Holy shit.
I hope you take all the blame for the walls that she's built. She's the carpenter, tried to fix you.
Oh, we are.
I'm really sorry, but whatever drama you have is worth it because this is such a fucking bop.
This is Olivia Rodrigo who, like, her voice is gorgeous.
I don't know what this girl could have fucking murdered her entire family, but the diss track is really good.
I want to play that on my car at home. I didn't want you to stop.
I'm adding to Spotify when I get in my car. I'm really sorry to hear it, but let's hear.
So I let her, like, we became friends again and she was like, I got to keep this up. This is like, that's my name. But she's like, this is my most successful song.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, yes. It is good. And I think she has chops and I'd like to represent her. But I am curious what the
that's
new.
So, fair.
So what was the, what are the falling outs you guys keep? Yeah. I mean, it's this hot and this cold. It's like Taylor Swift's exes.
From the song you said, she said you break bitches' hearts. Is there a romantic component to the fight?
So or now is Will is unrelated? Doing my thing. Yeah. Is she in love with you?
Well, yeah. But this is a more reasonable question. Last one.
Do you think she has a crush on you?
I don't. I mean, like...
That was not the answer Rainey wanted.
Rainey really wants that.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
Okay.
That would be, like, the ending to this. But no, so the first fight we got into was because I actually was having, like, romantic, like, relationship problems with a mutual friend of ours. Like, someone I was dating and she was friends with.
And you've got bones in the closet so far away from her.
Yeah.
Which I'm interested in, but that might be too deep for this podcast.
I mean, what are the bones in your closet that she's trying to keep people away from?
I don't know. So that's the thing. Is like, you know, she's making music, so she's got to like...
She's taking artistic license.
So the first song, it's in the past.
So she was mad about something that you did to somebody else, essentially. Like, not even about
her. Yeah, and like that was... Right, and that was always my biggest problem with it, because it was like, it's not even... drama that involved her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is an ethical conundrum for me because I'd really love to plug this bitch's music.
I'm assuming that whatever you know, what happened to you, this mutual friend of yours, it's just a normal dating thing and it wasn't like, oh, you know, you were screaming at her all the time.
Yeah, what happened? What happened between you and the friend?
You know, we were young. We were still in high school. And I think I was just in a place where, like, I was very on and off again about, like, how I was feeling about that person. And, like, I admit it now. Like, I'm good friends with that person again. Like, it was just kind of like, you know, I was being immature about the whole thing, I think. But for some reason, like, it really affected this mutual friend of ours. Like, you know, the girl who writes the music. Like, she was just very upset about it all.
Yeah, right. I mean, I feel like when you're an artist, I mean, I get this. No, I'm sure she was just like, oh, this is like what an emotional thing. And like, that'd be a good song. And like, maybe she was sort of emotionally affected by it, but then she really wanted it. She was like, oh, this fucking bops actually.
Yeah.
So the first diss track, I mean, I gotta say it's great.
It's good.
Now what is the modern issue that you believe that she's going to be writing a track about?
Back in like February-ish, I had admitted to having feelings for a friend that she actually introduced me to. And so then, like, you know, I told her how I was feeling. She was super supportive of it. But I found out later down the line that he had feelings for her. And then, like, once I, like, he admitted that to me. And so then I, you know, felt the need to kind of, like, come clean about how I was feeling because I felt like that might be affecting how she was handling the situation with him. And then I found out that the second I told her I had feelings for this person, she realized that she also had feelings for him.
The second that you said that, she was like, oh, me too?
Yeah, like she was like, because we had a conversation about it after and she was like, yeah, like, you know, just hearing you talk about him made me realize that I was like jealous and I was upset about it. And so then the two of them started pursuing things.
Oh, Lord.
And like... You know, and like they hadn't even been like talking for like a week and they came to my Oscars party and they totally like, you know, I was running around consolidating them at my Oscars party. And it was like,
because they broke up.
I didn't even know how.
Why were you consolidating?
Well, because the girl kept being like, I don't think I like him. I think he's like ugly and like annoying. And I'd be like, then what are you doing? Like, it didn't make any sense.
So she saw that there was a yummy meal being made. She decided to eat up. Then she gets full.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm a little full and I don't want to eat the meal anymore, but that's sort of prohibiting you from having that yummy little snack.
Yeah. And like, I'm being really good about it. Like, you know, I'm distancing myself from the guy. Like, I'm just kind of really trying to support her and what she's doing. But it's clear after like 2 weeks of them talking, that like, this is not going anywhere.
How old are you?
I'm 20, but they're older, actually. They're like 4 years older, so they're 24-ish. And like, I cared enough about the two of them at this point to just be like, I want you guys to be happy. Like,
gotcha. Yeah.
If that's with each other, but then that's cool, right?
You said 2 weeks in, it's clear, like, yeah, she thinks he's ugly and annoying, which somehow your words convinced her. Like, that's just weird on its own. Like, we'll get to the end of the story, but like, it's something very odd to be like, I want that thing you want.
Yeah.
You know?
And so the whole time, too, like, that I was into him, like, she would always try to convince me, like, reasons why I shouldn't like him. Like, no, like, you don't want to be with him. Like, he gets depressed sometimes. And it was like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, so does everybody.
I hate to break it to you.
You're going to have trouble finding anybody to be around.
Yeah. Sometimes in life, you got to be sad. So,
I agree. Good t-shirt.
Clearly, like, things, like, wind down between them. They're not going anywhere. And he starts flirting with me. And, like, I've been trying to lay low, but like, I still have feelings for the kid. It's only been like 2 months since that initial conversation at this point, you know?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, so we start kind of hanging out one-on-one, talking more. And, you know, before anything goes anywhere, I immediately like tell her, I'm like, you know,
right,
I really want to respect your boundaries. And like, he doesn't need to be around. I don't need to talk about him, but like, this is a thing that's going on, you know? And I just wanted to be honest with you about that. And she's supportive at first, but like over the course of a week, like each day, like she just kind of got less and less supportive of it. Until one day, like she texts me this long text while I'm at work. And she's basically like, you know, because you're with him now, like you're associated with him by proxy. And like, I can't speak to you anymore.
Oh, this person's really troubled.
Yeah. Like many musicians, this person is not in control of their feelings.
No.
Yeah. And like, does not have emotional maturity because you clearly did the right thing by talking to her. And like you said, she doesn't even like him. Why does he, there's this weird thing. Like, why do you have possession over somebody else? If it's, I know people who are still weirdly possessive of like ex-girlfriends from years past, and it's like, that person is not dating you anymore. Get over it.
100%.
Fucking move on.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, I think it's a tricky era because I think that there is sort of a movement in the friendship space where it's sort of like, oh, like that's my ex.
Yeah.
And I think that it's interesting. And like, there's no one can ever date him. And I get that impulse when you're younger.
They dated for 2 weeks. Well, they didn't even date. They weren't official. Like, who gives a shit?
I think that's my thing.
Like, does it count?
Yeah, it's a young person's game, I think, to be like, oh, like I've claimed that person and now I want them. It's like, you're playing with that toy. I kind of want to play with that toy.
Yeah.
But then when you get a little older, I think it's just like, oh no, whatever. Everyone has a million exes that at this point, like who's even keeping track?
Yeah. So, you know, that was back in like beginning of spring, end of winter. So we're still dating and things are going really great, you know? But obviously like I just didn't answer her text because I was like, I was like mad and I was like, there's so many things I could say, like exactly what you guys are saying could be like, your points don't make sense. But like, it just didn't feel worth it, you know?
Well, no, it's not worth arguing somebody into a position they clearly won't hold.
It's
you
also
know?
Like, how like, good of a friend is she? Like how it seems like she's not, you know, it's like, I don't want to be friends. It's like, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Like, I'm not, I can't fight for this.
It is really sad when people end friendships for like trivial reasons, or even at all. Like,
by the way, she's gonna be thanking you when that album goes triple platinum, because I fucking think that she is a talented musician.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I've really been trying to take the mature position and like not really talk about it with anybody. Like, you know, like really be respectful towards her. But I have a feeling she's not doing the same towards me and my new boyfriend.
I guarantee you,
no,
she's not.
She's not.
She's being messy. She's being wild.
And so I've lost some friends in the process. I don't know if I have to tell you this or not, but it is in fact a theater friend group. So
of course,
you know, it is.
Well, yeah.
I do think we have to just prep for this call or for the coffee or call or whatever, because I feel like her side of the story that she's telling everybody is you started dating. She was like, oh wait, what do we? Did you give a fake name?
No, your name's gonna be Daniela.
Daniela. Daniela started dating my ex like a week after we broke up. Yeah, which like is damning. It's yeah. damning.
Right. And they're like she didn't wait at all, but it doesn't sound like that's necessarily the case.
It also sounds like you asked. Yeah, you were like, can I do this? And she was like, yeah. Try to correct the narrative and just be like, look, I told you, but this is also a person that like they may just talk shit. I would say safeguard the friends that you're losing more so than against this person.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This person's too emotionally volatile that they're not going to be able to hear really reason. Maybe try to like patch up a like you didn't text this person back at all. So like maybe try to find a resolution to that, even if you're both at odds.
Yeah, you don't have to meet with her, but you could send her a delayed text.
Hey,
that
I'm really
says,
sorry that you feel this way. I asked and that's
you
why
said
I
it
asked.
Was okay. Yeah. And like, I didn't think you liked him at all. Like, I don't understand the anger here. And but I'm sorry if I upset you. And I feel like I've lost some other friends because of it. And it doesn't really feel that fair to me.
You know, I think you're right. Like, I think that it's important to, even if it's just to maintain those other relationships, like talk that out with them and try to make that work, because it's hard losing so many people at once. You know what I mean? For something that just doesn't feel worth it.
Can't wait for the new album to drop. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on it.
I'm sure.
I know it's really going to be a banger. And I think that she has a big music career ahead of her, and I'm really sorry that that's true, but thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it. And, I wish you the best.
Ciao.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao. Drag me through the mud, only for the weekend. Lose what you love. Holy just so fuck. You can keep him. Lie to my face, cause you don't.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to chat with you again. How are you?
Yes. Good. I'm actually getting into my boyfriend's car. So he's here with me now.
Okay, and your boyfriend knows the situation?
Yes, yeah, we listened to the podcast together.
Okay, gotcha. Now, after being on the show and also hearing, one, our reaction to the song, but I don't know if you've looked at the comments, but unfortunately, or fortunately, The Carpenter is a hit amongst the community.
I've seen, yes. I think it's hilarious. I can't wait to, like, I wonder, like, if like she's gonna see all those like peaks in streams, and well, I just think that's so funny.
Well, yes, no, that's what I was gonna ask you about. Is like, well, one, you're not in communication with this person at all anymore, right?
No, yeah.
Got it. You don't talk to them. But I was like, it was so interesting because I'm like, yeah, the song climbed on Spotify. It wasn't in her top five songs, and now I think it's like number two or three.
That's so funny. I didn't know that. Oh my God.
I know. So, and I mean, I have to ask this before we go any further, but some people had conspiracy theories that you are actually the singer of the song, and this is some sort of guerrilla marketing tactic.
I know. I saw that. It's not true. It's actually really funny, though, because when we were still friends, I would tell her about this podcast. And I was like, how funny would it be if I like went on and like talked about this song you wrote about me, but just like to promote it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, arguably that is what you did, but it was not for her.
But except now I'm just doing it for fun, I guess.
Yeah, really. Right. It's not really for her benefit, even though I would say that like this inarguably benefited her music career, because now a lot of people are listening to her song. I mean, it's also like, and I'm curious because I made sure to double check with you if it was cool to put on the song, because I was like, people are going to probably be able to figure out who this person is. And were you worried at all that anyone was going to be like, hey, this person, like you were an unperfect person?
I don't think so, because like, I'm like very aware of like the people I know and like what they kind of like listen to, and like everybody who listens to this podcast that I know, like I'm like friends with, like they're not a part of like this whole situation.
Right.
So I guess I wasn't really worried about other people figuring it out, but I did start to get worried that people would start commenting on her stuff.
I know.
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
I've checked and I don't think that that's happened yet. I mean, unless someone sent a private message, but it seems like on her Instagram, like she's posted reels, whatever. No one has been like, I kind of was like, I mean, hey, hats off to the community. Cause I sort of expected that someone was going to be like, hey, by the way, so, like this person called in about you or something like that. But no one has.
Well, you know. I checked her TikTok the other day, and one of the So she's been promoting her new song that comes out tomorrow.
About you, right? Is that about you or no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
It's about me and my boyfriend. Yes.
Okay. So, oh my God, by the way, your boyfriend your boyfriend is the person your boyfriend is the person who used to be dating this musician, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so interesting to me. Okay, first of all, well, I want to get your thoughts about the snippet of the song. First of all, but before that, you said you saw her TikTok?
Yeah, so there was a TikTok, and there was one comment on it, and it was just tagging you and Rainey saying, I think this is the song, which is so ominous.
Wait. Okay, so that's interesting. That's so funny. Yeah. Okay, so, obviously, like, I'm guessing that her TikToks are not blowing up, like, so much so that she wouldn't have seen that. So she must have seen our accounts. I mean, I haven't like said anything on TikTok, but in my mind, I'm right. Like, you know, if someone's tagged in your TikTok, you're probably going to look for 5 seconds. I mean, maybe not, but that is so interesting. Okay. So far the song is, you know, the snippets are out there and what were like, I guess, yeah. What were your reactions to hearing yourself on the episode talking about this? And unfortunately you called in, it seems like, I mean, we pretty much agreed with your version of things because I felt like she was kind of being unreasonable, even though the song was so good. But what was your reaction to hearing the episode and seeing the comments about your situation?
Yeah, it was funny because I feel like it was a very in the moment thing. Like I didn't really remember how it all went down when we talked.
Yeah.
And so listening back, like it was kind of nice because I feel like it's just like a piece of advice that I can always like turn back to, you know what I mean?
So, right.
Like, just like, and I also, one thing I really got out of it that I've been telling like, you know, my boyfriend and a couple people who I've told about it, like, I feel like it gives me this ability to like laugh at the whole situation, which is like really nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've never really been able to do that before. So I feel like it put me in a really good headspace, like going into it all.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's like, yeah, a situation that you're sort of like, oh, this friendship, for lack of a better term, soured. And people will know why I say it's soured, because that's what I think the title of the new song is, Olivia Rodrigo style. Rodrigo, excuse me.
Yes.
I totally get that. Like, being able to laugh about this thing that's just like, ugh, like, you probably can't change this situation, whatever. I'm curious what your boyfriend's take on the song is, the new song, before we play a little snippet of it.
So, I don't think he's heard it.
I have not.
You haven't heard the snippet of the new... Ahoo! Okay.
Unlike her, I haven't been snooping on it because I'm trying to move on from that situation. What are you doing?
That is really interesting. You were in a situation where, yeah, you were dating this person and then it kind of like ended. You started taking something new. And now this song, I mean, I'm very excited to play you this song. While you're pulling it up, I'm going to play it for the audience. It's about like 15 seconds and then I'll hop back in to get your live reaction to it. So the audience has heard it. Are you pulling it up?
Yeah, pulling up right now.
Yeah, I think we have to do it on my phone, though, because it looks like he might be blocked.
That's so real of her.
You're blocked? Oh, my.
I guess.
I mean,
so I have to do it on my phone.
So I guess boyfriend here, I haven't given you a name, but it's going to be Timothy. Timothy, now... how did this relationship end from your perspective? Like, it seems like it kind of just fizzled out and whatever. Why are you blocked?
It really did just fizzle out. I mean, we tried like a year ago to get something going, me and this other person.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. We like rekindled, you know, at that point I had become friends with my current girlfriend too, because they were obviously great friends. And I just wanted to see where it would go this time. And it ended up being a very toxic relationship on my end. I wouldn't even call a relationship. It was only like a couple of weeks, but
yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really like do anything besides be friends with each other during that time where we were quote unquote romantic. Yeah, she just kind of got, she said some like very not choice and not true things.
Yeah.
And was like trying to like belittle like what we were going through at that moment. And so I was just like, cool, like we can go back to being friends. It's fine. Like we've tried it once before. It didn't work. Clearly it's not written in the stars or anything.
Yeah. So
I had
sure.
no problem transitioning that back. And like, then we like started talking again as friends and then that started to fizzle out. And that's just kind of where it left. She sent me one very long, mean paragraph.
Oh.
And I was just like, I'm done with this person now as like a friend too. Cause
yeah,
I felt very like messed around with, got my, you know, heartstrings tugged on. So I was like, I don't really, if there's no respect from her, there's no respect for me at that point. So I just kind of let that die off.
Totally. I mean, I think that's a very mature way to think about it. I think also like, yeah, it does suck when you're like friends with someone and then you're like, all right, like, let's see if this will work. And then it ends so bad that it's like, oh, we can't even return to being friends because this sucks so much that, you know what I mean? Like it's sabotaged any hope or a semblance of it being exactly. fine. Yeah. 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 Do you have it? Do you have the song pulled up?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what? Oh, wow. Yeah, just another case of unnecessary aggression.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're an artist, you have to embellish. I get it. But like, that's, you don't have to go saying something about someone like that. You know, it's a little messed up in my head.
No, it is messed up. I think like hearing also your perspective being like, yeah, we kind of tried something and it just sort of didn't work out. And she sent kind of a mean text. And then for her to write this song, which the lyrics are so, so intense. It's like turning all your friendships sour. Like it's really, really like kind of damning. Tore up your garden. Like all, you know, there's that's why.
Yeah, I'm like, and like, not for nothing, I think it soured two friendships, maybe.
Like right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's about it. I mean, it's definitely over dramatized, which is, you know, that's her prerogative. I understand that. But yeah, hearing like you're desperate and not independent, and like knowing my girlfriend, who is the least desperate and probably the most independent person I know, it's just, it's jarring to hear because like, it's a little frustrating because I can't really defend her. Like I would love to, like we would both go to bat for each other any given moment and like fight that. But we tried to take the moral high ground and then this happened, which is kind of a crazy slap in the face when you're not trying to like spread rumors about what this person said to me, what she said to her.
Right.
You know,
you're trying to literally, you're trying to just move on. And this person's like really slandering you in public. Like it's really not cool.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, and hearing in the podcast, because I heard it for the first time, that I was ugly, annoying, and what was the other one?
Depressed.
Depressed. Oh, no, I'm depressed. Holy, what am I ever going to do about that?
Hey, by the way, brother, I'll tell you, as someone who's also ugly, annoying, and depressed, you are all good. You are. Like, that is completely relatable. That is most people, I think. And I think that also it's just like, what a shitty, that's so shitty. And I'm sorry you had to go through that. And also, I'm sorry that the music that this person's writing, they're bops. But unfortunately...
Dude, that's the thing. They're all heat. They're guests. She's written like snippets about me before and send me. I'm like, yo, like this is fire. Good or bad, whatever it is, I'm like, you have a hell of a career ahead of you. I mean, she knows that. My girlfriend knows that. Like, we're not preying on her downfall. If anything, like, this is a good hand to her.
Yeah, and that's like to kind of, you know, like I didn't really care for it to be put on the podcast or for it to get a ton of streams because, like, at the end of the day, like, I still wish success for everybody. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, so. you guys are fucking good eggs. I think that that's like, it's such a mature perspective. And also just like, I don't know, that's very cool to be like, yeah, this sucks for me, but whatever. She's going to get her bag. Like, you know, like that's, I think yeah, that's like, a rare perspective. Yeah, she deserves it.